This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, August 7th, 2023, The Illusion of Reality. God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Today, dear friends, we want you to consider something that is going to be an important part of your reality moving forward. Now, as living on the earth plane, you are indeed the being, the open, beautiful souls that you are. You are searching for a deeper understanding of yourselves. You're searching for, yes, the power within you that is not born of this dimension. Yes, indeed, it is not just of your personality. It is integrating the spirit more and more into this world for yourself, as well as the influence and effect you can have on all other beings around you. But indeed, another very important piece of the puzzle here for you to consider is opening to the greater understanding and discernment of what is real. Indeed, now the world around you, other people will clearly often define it for you and say, well, of course this world is real. Of course this drama of yours is real. Of course this situation is real. But oftentimes it is only based on what others have conditioned you to think or to believe. And so more and more, as part of this continued expansion and self-discovery, you are having to look deeper and discern and decide for yourself. What is your reality, not anyone else's? For indeed, you are unique, you know that. You are different from others, just as it should be. And you are going to see and perceive everything around you a tad bit differently. And that will help you begin to see the necessity to perceive life only through your eyes. Now, when we say your eyes, dear friend, we're including the eyes of your spirit, not just your earthly form. So looking deeper than what you can physically sense, see, hear, taste, touch, looking more beyond with what you are intuitively feeling, what you know to be true, coming from a different part of yourself other than your personality and ego. And that will help you begin to see more and more that much of what you see around you with your physical eyes, of course, is an illusion that has been created, a backdrop, yes, for the wonderful production that you call your life. Now, some of it you have created most directly by yourself, by your beliefs, your experiences, your thoughts, but some of it indeed, you have created it collectively with others around you in the world, and you've all agreed upon it. Now, as part of the shifting energies, the upliftment of consciousness that you are going through, you're going to start to realize that much of what you had accepted or taken for granted as reality is just not so. It is an illusion. And as you start to understand and realize that, you're going to be able to open more and more to the true reality of God, of spirit, of the higher powers that are working even, yes, in this dimension. Now, of course, at times you could say, well, it certainly doesn't seem to be that way. It is not very apparent that there is higher energy or love, but there is. It is beginning to grow. It is a seed within each of you, especially those who are open to this understanding, who are more curious and stimulated by our thoughts, the thoughts and words of others. So we are, of course, looking to you to begin to grow, to begin to blossom, allow that seed within you to sprout so that you're able to see beyond the illusions of this world. You'll start to realize, of course, what truly is important. Now you may ask us, well, Dr. Peebles, what is important? Well, it starts with the energy of love. Loving yourself enough to know, of course, that you have a higher purpose here in this plane, to know that you are always connected to others, that it is part of the illusion that you are separate. But many indeed would say, well, that is a reality. But more and more, as you break through that one, love will have a much greater chance to flourish, to make itself known, for that vibration to become the norm, instead of the fear, the anger, the hate that is often rearing its ugly head in your world. So more and more, we want you to ask, to look around at the world, not just in the usual way, the acceptance that you have had, not just for this lifetime, but many, many lifetimes, to say, yes, of course, this is real, but to ask indeed for the guidance of your higher self, for your teachers and guides, to say indeed, is this a true part of my reality? Is the dramas that I sometimes get all riled up about, is this real? Or is this an illusion to keep me trapped into lower thought forms and patterns? If you start to ask these questions of your highest part, your spirit, we do believe you will be gently and happily surprised that, yes, indeed, much of this is false. Much of this is meant to keep you compliant, to keep you under control of more of the forces that are manipulating and controlling the planet, indeed. So you will start to be able to break free and to say, ah, this isn't my reality. My reality is one of a creative grand spirit that dwells within me, that can create a different world, that can indeed hold light within myself, hold the energy of peace within my being, and then allow it indeed to spread among the masses. So you are starting to understand more and more what is real. Now, we do caution all of you gently, just as we have shared with you in the past about truth. Reality, illusion, is going to be different for each one of you. So what you consider real may not be what your fellow earth traveler, your brother, your sister, your mate would see it to be. So recognize that and remember to utilize the loving law of allowance in all of your affairs. So you're allowing everyone to come to their own conclusions in their own time and space. Give them that freedom, just as you would want them to give it to you. And that way, you are once more finding a reality of loving allowance. You are finding a reality where you are letting people grow the way they need to, but recognizing your own needs. For oftentimes, you will find yourself thinking, believing in a way that many will disagree with. They will say, well, that's just a bunch of hogwash. Why would you think that way? That's not reality. To believe in dead doctors talking to you, or to believe in aliens walking among you, or to believe that you have any sort of power to create with your mind your thoughts. Well, you can choose to indeed allow that to bother you. You could even choose to allow yourself to believe their reality to be yours. Or you can indeed be the brave ones that we all know you are and strike out against the mass consciousness to create a new consciousness that is getting stronger. It's starting to take hold, dear friends. Well, you're going to see things that are not true, that are not real, and you will be able to embrace that higher version of light and to indeed begin to make it work for you. Don't compare yourself. Don't think that others must think the same, for they won't. They can only see reality through their own eyes, and it becomes their truth. Let them be where they are, but dare to believe and stick to your own guns of what is right for you. And you are setting an example that teaches them as well that it's all right to be where you are. It's all right to be who you are in all of your wonders. And allow others, indeed, the same privilege of having their experiences of being exactly where they are in their life's path of growth. And that way, indeed, you are continuing to be able to look through the illusion that all of you must be the same, or the world must all look the same, that everyone should think the same, believe the same, for of course that is not truth. For you have all come here to bring a different aspect of the higher truths into this plane. And you are doing that. Now there will be fights and disagreements and laws and this or that and wars. But sooner or later we hope that, yes, you will be able to influence the masses just by your energy, just by being who you are, that beautiful being of light, that beautiful being who isn't afraid to indeed be in the energy of love. And for even those who would see reality differently, who are experiencing this indeed construct of illusions and thought forms differently, it is all right. Let them all be. Allow yourself just to grow in the unique and beautiful manner that you were meant to be. Continue to challenge yourselves, to continue to question what is true, what is real, and what is indeed your reality. Indeed, at some point, we will be discussing with you what is fantasy. What is science fiction? And is that part of your reality? Well, that should be a fun topic indeed. But we will leave you for now, dear friends, thinking about your personal lives, the world that you find yourself in. How do you choose to perceive it? Will you look a little deeper at what you have always been conditioned to accept and gently challenge it in your thoughts to see, is this reality, or is there a deeper aspect of God, of life, underneath what is appearing to be truth? And that should open the door for greater understandings of the mysteries of life that we do believe mankind is ready. Yes, you don't just have to accept the mysteries of life. You are ready to explore them. And that is part of the excitement, the glory of this lifetime. And we want you all to experience it fully, not only with your minds, your spirits, but your hearts open as well. God bless you indeed.